This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Witnesses saying Myanmar security forces killed at least 11 protesters on Saturday in a violent crackdown on demonstrations across the country as the military regime staged a major show of force for its annual Armed Forces Parade. The nation has been in turmoil since the generals ousted and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in February, triggering a major uprising demanding a return to democracy. Violent morning crackdowns by security forces thwarted some plans for fresh protests that had been called in various cities to coincide with the parade in the capital. North Korea is threatening a further military buildup in response to U.S. President Joe Biden's condemnation of this week's missile launches, a weapons test that marked Pyongyang's first substantive provocation since president took office. The UN Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshirkov says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News.